Now, today is a very special Sunday. And it's special because this is the last Sunday of the year. And not only that, but it is the last Sunday of this decade. Together, we can look back and reminisce over the times that we've had together, the fellowship, and just being united with one another as brothers and sisters. And we have all these different stories of times we had together in celebration or support of each other. And as a family, we've had great joy in birth and marriage, safety, and making new friends. And we were at each other's sides in hard times when we lost ones close to us, or we struggled with lack of leadership, or we stressed over problems that this body has had over the course of the past 10 years as a church. Yet, as one, we have become stronger in our faith, not only in God, but in one another. Now, as wonderful as it is to relish in this nostalgia of the past years we've had together, always is interrupted with a call. A call that is made every year, and that is to be simply better. This feeling of starting afresh, and as great as the year was before, to try and do better. Now, for some people, it's something like losing weight, or perhaps gaining muscle, working harder, or not to overwork oneself. And each one of us has something like this that we aspire to do. Commonly, these are called resolutions. New Year's resolutions, everyone tries to pick one, or maybe even two, and try to carry it out throughout the year, to try and make it a habit, to live better every single year. But as Christians, we try to follow the best resolution, and we are held to a standard that we don't always meet, but we try day in and day out to reach and hold ourselves there. And even with the Holy Spirit, it isn't easy, but the Bible is the tool that we need to use to see how we're doing. Now, recently, I've been reading through the book of Romans, and I've come across some verses. Give me one, you grab my Bible. Okay. And in Romans, chapter 12, verses 1 through 3, it says this: I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect in the will of God. For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, do not think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt each one a measure of faith. Now, it occurs to me that these right here outline some of the best ways to follow our resolution that we have to follow as Christians, the best resolution. It starts out with Paul pleading and begging to the believers in Rome to be living sacrifices, to live a life, not our own, but one handed completely over to God and His will, to obey in the services of each other as Jesus would have done. And Paul wanted to encourage them not to fall into the ruts that the world puts up for them to fall into, telling them that they aren't good enough or welcome to do things that they are called to do, that we are called to do. Some would say that today we have it off worse because of all the politics and media and stuff like that that we have to deal with day to day. But my mom likes to say this, there's nothing new under the sun. Even though that we are attacked different ways, all of the problems are still the same. All of the traps that are set up are the same. And we all have to fight and struggle through those. But Paul wanted them to understand that we are the ones that need to do the telling. That once we are transformed by the word of God, we must prove it to the world by the whole of our lives that we live, that it is the only truth. In verse 3, he says something crucial about our walk. He explains that with each one of us, we need to honestly regard how we are living and see it correctly with what we are taught to do. Now, there was a version of this verse when I was doing study for this that made me understand this on a bit of more of a personal level. It was the NLT version. Some of you may know what that is. I don't know what the exact term for it is. I just know it's NLT. But it says, be honest in your evaluation of yourselves, measuring yourselves by the faith God has given us. Now, this measure of faith, I kind of see it as this extent of the power that God is working in our lives. Each one of us is measured to see just how we have grown in our faith, to see how we live our lives as Christ and implement the Bible in our daily actions. And we have to be honest about how much we have grown, where we are to still grow, and where we need to be pruned. But my favorite part of this whole verse is this duality. In the simple phrase of, and I'll read it from my version, to not think of oneself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly. Now, we all think that we have things that we can do that are completely within our capability. Some of us are good at baking, and I could probably list about 5 people in this room right now that are way better bakers than I am, and that's fine. That's what you're good at. Some of us are great greeters. Others are great leaders. Some of us have more mechanical expertise. Others are really good at helping with menial tasks. All of these things are strengths and things that we are fully capable of doing. But we are not to think that we are better than we actually are, or that we don't need to improve. A friend of mine told me that those that don't think they have any more to learn are truly troubled. For those who can't learn or won't learn can't teach. Those who won't accept discipline can't disciple. And those who can't grow should not guide. And then he went on to explain that if you think of yourself as being taught, if you think yourself above being taught by anyone, then you can't teach others in the fullness of every act that you do. With the words that you speak and the actions that you take, you can lead others in the path of learning through all experiences or in the selective learning. We can go through life leading others by our actions. With me personally, I do a lot of ministry work with kids. And it's a big thing because they learn a lot by actions. And if you behave in a manner that isn't beneficial to the rest of the class, the kids will pick up on it. And then they'll start miming you. Monkey see, monkey do, basically. So if you're not paying attention to the class, even if you already know what's going to happen, if you're not being attentive, if you're not trying to learn something new, Even if you've heard a story 1,000 times, sometimes there's that just that one person who says something and you're like, oh, that's super cool. I really wish I would have known that earlier because that would have helped me out in this situation. And living that way and saying things like that, trying to gain experience and wisdom from all those around us who are willing to help and teach, it shows a lifestyle that is great for those coming up in faith. And like the young ones, they need to be able to see and learn the skills to see what is right and what is wrong and how to decipher between that and how to learn from every experience that they have. Now, where was I? Let's see here. We have to honestly just step back, either by ourselves or with the help of those around us, and just see and study our lives, see where we're at right now in our spiritual walk, and see what we're lacking in, and strive to grow more in that aspect of our faith. And just getting to down and doing whatever it is when you have so many other things on your plate that you're trying to do can be many things, including boring, inconvenient, and even frustrating. But just to give you guys kind of a helpful hint, one of the things that's helped me is when I was trying to do something to implement another factor of my faith into my life, I would find something that I really enjoyed or something that I found extremely interesting, and then I would include that into it. An example is when I was first trying to read my Bible and get into it as a habit, I still am, really interested in verses about angels. So what I would do is whenever I'd open my Bible, I would go through and I would read around and I would try and find verses on angels. And in my studies and as I would go through and look for things, I would find other random verses that seemed like, ooh, that's cool. I'll go look and see what that's about. And I'll read more into that. And all those little rabbit trails, they just got me more and more into the Word of God. And that helped me build that habit. And that's just one example. It works different for different people, but that's just kind of an idea that might be able to help you. And beautifully, this verse talks about an entirely other, but equally important, specter. We mustn't think that we can do all in the sense of doing all jobs. That's why there's every one of us, to delegate and share this burden together. We can't think too highly of ourselves to the point where we overwork ourselves into doing things we think we can do. At that point, we need to be able to say that we can't do everything, and we need help. And for some of us, it's definitely more difficult than others. But I just want to help you by putting this spin on it. If you don't let others help you, you may be preventing them from doing the things they need to do in order to grow their faith. And for some people, that's just kind of, wow. Because we get into the mindset of, oh, I can do this, and I can do this, I can do this, I can do all this stuff, and it'll help so many other people because they won't have to do that. But there's a lot of situations where people will take leadership positions and will start taking so much on, and they'll be doing it, and they won't have enough time to take care of the things that are really important because they'll be busy serving others. They won't be able to take care of time with family. And they don't keep track of how long they've been doing it. And they'll lose sight of the fact that they need to move on from that eventually. And they won't be teaching other people how to step into that position. They'll get so wrapped up into it, and then all of a sudden it can come crashing down on them. And that's the hardest part of all. And it's so much better for a certain part of the body to be helped out than to carry it all by itself. Sure, sometimes some of it will have to carry more than others because of different things, but if a whole part of your body was to just shut down from carrying too much, it would be detrimental to the health of the entire body. And that's what we can't have here. It attacks our unity. It attacks our family. And we can't do that if we want to be strong in our faith with one another and with God. Now, as you guys go home today, I want this one thing to stick with you. Now, no matter how big or small, young or old, healthy or sick you are, we all have the ability to change this world for the better. We all have been given unique strengths, and we have all the tools that we could possibly ever need to grow to the best that we can be. We all have access to a Bible. We can all pray. We can all talk to each other when we need help with something, when we need guidance in something, because we don't know what the proper thing to do all the time is. Every one of us has been in a situation, whether it's at work or with friends or with family, where it's just they've said something that hurt you or that shocked you, or they said something about what they were struggling with in here, and you just didn't know how to respond. You didn't know how to help them. That's why we have everyone around us, to help us help them, so that we can help each other help other people. We're all intertwined together as a group, as a structure, as a pillar of strength that we have to be for one another. Because we're a chain, we're a group. If we let one fall off, it weakens it. And once it breaks, then it's detrimental for everybody. So we need to focus on finding something so that we can be as best as we can for those around us. And all that we have left is to look forward in confidence and strength in our Lord Jesus. At this bold new horizon that is the new year, and make each year better than the last. Amen.